You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me today.
All right. So you and I have 8 kids between us.
We do.
5 of mine, 3 of yours. We've blended our families into this Brady Bunch of craziness. So we know a lot about, I think we can definitely speak with authority when it comes to kids and expenses.
Yeah. Yes.
I like the saying that there's two kinds of people in this world. There's people with money and there's people with kids. And that saying is there. It's kind of cliche, but it's there for a reason because kids are just expensive.
They are. And prioritizing what you do spend your money on with kids is probably the number one goal for you and I.
Yeah. And I think that I want to preface this because this is about the top 12 kid money wasters. And mm-hmm. when we say top 12 kid money wasters, what is a money waster? Well, a money waster is something where, as a parent, we spend more money than what we probably should.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Okay? And I'm saying, this, we've covered this in the past, it's gotten more social media response than any other topic we've ever had. Because people, I think that people get defensive when they do spend a lot of money on their kids and they hear some of these things. And we're definitely saying this from a frugal standpoint, that to lead a frugal lifestyle, remember that everything that you spend is taking money right out of your retirement. And, if you're ever going to retire, then, you've got to be able to be frugal and be reasonable with how much you spend on your kids.
Well, and I think one of the realities is when you become older and your kids have to take care of you, what they'll appreciate is that you don't have a ton of debt for them to have to take on once you're not there anymore. So, think about that kind of long, big picture. That's a long time away for some people. And just thinking about that particular point.
All right. So let's start counting these down, Tammy. So number 12 is what?
Sports, clubs, teams, camps, things like that. So what we're saying about that is really, I know that there's a mixed review on, you want to push your kid to be active and to do something. And I don't disagree for sure. Are there other ways you can do that maybe spark interest in your child? If your kid is interested in baseball, clearly, then that's the thing you should do and pick something else not to spend your money on.
When a lot of money gets spent on sports that they're not passionate about, for one. I also see a lot of money spent on club teams. Frequently, the parent is living vicariously through their kid.
Yeah.
They want to give their kid every advantage in sports, and they hope that they're eventually going to blossom. Like, I'm going to keep them going through this sport because once they hit puberty, all of a sudden they're going to become great at it. Can't tell you how many times I hear people say, they're spending all those money on the club teams because they may be able to get a scholarship to high school or eventually a college athletic scholarship. Well, you'll spend a lot more on all those club teams than you would have spent on college education in many cases, on what the what that scholarship will be, especially when the only scholarship that most of them are going to get is to some Division II or NAIA school or something that really isn't worth that much anyway.
And we're speaking to the kids that just don't show a lot of passion for it. Just being conscious and cautious of, are you trying to live through your child or do they really have a natural talent for this stuff? And that's where you do spend your money and pick something different.
Yeah. So, it's not to say to never do it.
Yeah, definitely not.
But just be aware of it.
Out of our children, there's one. Right, out of all 8 of them, there's one that's very passionate about what she does in putting focus towards that. The others, meh.
All right, number 11.
Yep.
Extravagant vacations.
Yeah.
Okay, so parents that work too much, they want to make up for it to their kids, so they plan some over-the-top trip. And this was the first year we actually took a bunch of our kids on a big trip, and we saved for it for a long time, and we did try to plan for it, and it was a reward because of a financial goal that we met that we did it. But it's not something that's going to happen very often.
No, not every year for sure. And it's just, thinking about the little day trips that you can create or the, they call them staycations, what you can do around the house that doesn't, around where you live or within the state that doesn't have to be Disney or,
Well, and thinking about how many people we know that have taken a 3-year-old to Disney Okay, and that's not a vacation for the kid. that's for the parent.
Definitely not for. I don't even know if it's a vacation for the parent.
I mean, parents love Disney, but you're gonna break the bank to go.
Yeah.
And if you're really financially well off, then that's one thing. But I see a lot of people going that really can't afford to do it, and they just do it anyway.
Yeah.
Because they borrow the money. They're either putting on credit cards or they're borrowing from their future.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It's you got to weigh that stuff out. So number 10 is entertainment, movies, and membership. So let's talk about movies first. So taking two adults and three kids to a movie starts out a ticket price, what, around over $40, definitely.
At least.
And then you go and get popcorn and soda. So, God, that's a loan right there.
Right, that could be another $30 right there for that
right.
size family.
So, and that's not even dinner if you decided to do dinner out or things like that. That's just the junk stuff. And so the strategy here really becomes about delayed gratification. At some point, the movie's going to come to the Dollar Theater, which is Doug's favorite place to go.
They closed the one in St. Charles, unfortunately.
Yeah, they did. Or waiting for it to come out on DVD or Netflix or something like that. So that's what you got to think about. It doesn't have to be every Friday night or every Saturday or whatever the day is that you think. And then going, if you do decide to go, considering going at the times that the prices are cheaper and looking for those coupons and things like that. But that's a tough one.
We were going to the movies, Tammy, and mm-hmm. we're going to the Dollar Theater for seven of us. So two mm-hmm. adults and five of our kids, our five youngest, we were spending $7,
yeah.
literally. And then they had the bottomless popcorn and one of the big buckets of soda for $13.
Right.
So for $20, we could take the entire family out for a fun night.
It was nice. That was and it was enjoyable. So
$20 compared
good.
To $100 at a normal theater.
Right, that's right.
And I'll tell you, the typical movie isn't worth five times the price.
Probably not. Probably
and
not.
And taking young kids to a movie can be a nightmare for the people around you.
It's very true. So this is your favorite, Doug, is memberships. And I'm kind of back and forth on this one because I do like to support the zoo, and I do like to support, the Science Center and things like that, but you really have, this is kind of something you don't like to do. So let's talk
about
that. Okay,
so here's my stance on it. So, for instance, we have a membership to Six Flags, and mm-hmm. When you're looking at memberships to the zoo, the Science Center, each of those things, here's how I'm going to make it simple, is if the membership doesn't pay for itself on the first visit, then don't buy it.
Right.
Because sometimes you can make it pay for itself in the very first visit. If it does, then that's great. If it doesn't, here's what happens is every time we end up going to the Science Center or we end up going to one of those places, there's a thought in our head that we're going to be going back frequently. Oh, we're going to start coming down here every 2 weeks or once a month. And it just rarely happens with people. And then once there's a membership signed up that starts to auto-renew, we don't cancel it. So we just have to be cautious of that. I think if there's one that you're really committed to as a family, do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if the second it's not paying for itself, cancel the thing.
Right. Right. I agree. All right. Number 9.
In case you just joined us, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the top 12 kid money wasters. So number 9 on the list, birthday parties and holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, our kids get invited all the time to parties where parents are spending $300+ to host the event. Okay. And speaking from experience, my advice is to set the bar really low. Tammy, you agree with that? You know how to throw a frugal birthday party.
Yeah, definitely. I think, and here's the other side of things too, is as many children as we have, them getting invited, that means a lot of gifts to give. And so you got to kind of set a limit and figure out who their best friends really are. And unfortunately, we just can't do it.
And it's okay to have just to have a family event where mm-hmm. you have a cake and you sing happy birthday. Yeah, have major parties on the major milestones and
That's
find
right.
ways to do that on
yeah.
a budget.
Agreed.
Because you're training the kid on what to expect. If you do some big blowout for them, they're going to start to expect it every year.
Right.
And be careful doing it with your grandkids too, because a lot of times people will want to be extravagant for their grandkids, and be careful what that sets as a precedent. Overspending on gifts fits in the same category, Tammy, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I do. That's what that's where I was headed with that one, is just you got to, is it right now we're at a point where the kids really just don't need anything.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It is nice. So moral of the story, lower their expectations and, you know, lower the budgets on what they're going to get for birthdays. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if they don't get everything they want.
That's right. All right. So number eight, new items for newborns or toddlers. This was a big lesson for me in my younger years. So when I first started growing my family, it was so easy just to go and oh, this is cute. This is a cute bib, or this is a cute blanket, or oh, look at this stuffed animal, and just spending. Kids just grow out of stuff so quickly. And do they need the Nike tennis shoes at newborn age? I mean, you're paying $45 for a pair of baby shoes. I'm going to say no.
Do they really need anything new? Newborn age.
Maybe I don't feel like they do, but I mean,
one little keepsake that you bring them home from the hospital, and other than that, you know, if you just post on Facebook,
you know, the buy sell trade stuff is great right now.
Well, but you can post on Facebook that hey, you know, having a newborn or have a toddler looking for size, you know, have a toddler looking for 2T stuff. Does anybody have anything for a boy they can give me? Guarantee on Facebook you're going to get tons of people that are just going to give you their stuff that they, you know, they're going to go donate it to Goodwill or something. They'll donate it to you and give it to you for free.
Right. That's right. All there's right, number so many ways.
Seven. Yep. Number seven. This is one of my favorites, Tammy, are monthly fees. I always make a joke that I've become allergic to any sort of monthly expense. Okay. If I can pay cash for it, I will. But so this refers to any expenses for our kids that are recurring. So it includes their cell phone bills, Xbox Live, sports, you know, many other regular charges that you get charged for every month. Okay, you got to guard your budget to minimize these charges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, make the kid do something to earn the money if they want it. At least make them pay for a portion of it. And there are cost-cutting measures that can prevent the buildup of these monthly fees.
Right.
So, for instance, all the kids here in our family, of course, have hand-me-down iPhones. Okay, we're not going to go do the upgrade where you're, you know, you're paying for the upgrade on those phones for them. I see that mistake all the time because now with almost any of those plans, it's not built into your contract. Okay, you're paying extra money to get them. Go buy a used phone, either pass yours down to the kid or go buy a used phone off of eBay. Like, you know, that's what we do for our entire family.
Yep. We just hand it on down.
Well, we'll pay for minutes on text free when we needed that. You know, it's a fraction of paying your regular monthly charges for a phone. We have now covered top 12 kid money wasters, 12 all the way down to 7. When we return, we're going to be covering 6 through number 1. Wait till you hear the number 1 kid money waster. When we return, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. Welcome back to the show. So Tammy, you and I are covering the top 12 kid money wasters. We've already covered, we're counting down. We've covered 12 all the way down to 7. So let's jump back in to the number 6 money waster on kids.
Toys. That's actually my number 1. Toys, it's actually number 6 on this list. But, you know, how many toys can a kid play with, really?
Well, not that many. And you know, you end up being ankle deep and sometimes knee deep in toys and rooms.
Yes.
So I just think you have to do it on a tighter budget.
Yep.
Buy some secondhand toys.
Definitely.
I mean, you're really good at that, Tammy.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, with the grandson now, you know, we're limited to one little collapsible tote now. Just getting rid of stuff. You know, like they just don't need that much stuff.
When I was a kid, my dad would convince me that anything was a toy. He convinced me one time when I was a kid that if you took a milk jug, an empty milk jug, and you put it in the freezer, then it was the same as a football. So I'm like the only kid out like playing catch with a milk jug in the yard, like kicking this thing around the yard. And because my dad said it, I thought it was so. And that's a pretty cheap toy.
Interesting. No, I can't say that my dad ever did that for me. Thank you, Dad. Let me just say thank you.
Number 5 on the list, electronics.
Yeah.
So this is where we have to be careful. We mentioned cell phones earlier. Mm. But whether it's cell phones, laptops, TVs, all of these gadgets – I mean, we're in a gadget-driven society these days. So with these gadgets, be cautious on how much you spend. They don't have to have new items. They don't have to have the latest, greatest of every piece of electronic. I mean, right. Tim, you know, every one of our kids has their own laptop now, but how much did I pay for those?
Very, very inexpensive. There's right. a I'm great guy, Text Doug, and he'll give you his information.
Yeah, I'm finding them on the used market, and yeah. I think I paid about $175 for each of the laptops that our kids have, or they're ones that we've passed down.
I mean, they're gaming computers, some of them.
Yeah, I mean, so. I find them on Craigslist and right. put them back together, put a new hard drive in them, and save some money on it. You don't That's need to right. spend a bunch of money. All right, number four, Tammy.
Yep, name brand clothing. So I know that there's an argument out there about the quality of the clothing, and I don't disagree for the most part, but do you have to buy brand new? And that's where it comes down to. I mean, you know, I've gone and bought the Nike and the Under Armour and all that, but I've gone to secondhand stores and things like that, and they're in perfect shape. You know, I'm not going to buy something with holes in it or anything like that. That's not what I'm talking about. But do we have to have those things? You know, I think the only thing you have to land on is if it is truly quality that you're looking for, how much are you willing to spend on that quality? And
well, yeah, because can you get it cheaper
yeah.
going through the secondhand store, like you said?
Yeah,
or
Amazon.
You come home with so many treasures.
Yeah, I'm not willing to spend $60 on a sweatshirt that, thank God I didn't, because the kids outgrow it. I mean, by that time, I bought one in January or February, and it does not fit them right now. So.
Well, it's amazing what's out there that can be passed down for to you from mm-hmm. friends or family or posted on social media.
Yeah.
And people will just pass their stuff down to you.
Yeah.
Save yourself a bunch of money.
Yep. It's true.
It's about awareness. You know, it's about awareness on watching your budget and making sure you keep your expenses low.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the amount of kids we have.
Yeah. I mean, we have 8 kids, so it exacerbates any of those issues. And with a grandkid.
Right.
But even people, I mean, I'll see people that only have 2 kids. And because they only have 2, they really are extravagant.
Mm-hmm, that's true. All right. So the next one is lifestyle. So we have one daughter that absolutely loves Starbucks, right?
Yes.
She wants to go every time. So we make her pay for it herself.
Yeah,
if
we're not paying for Starbucks.
Go, you have to spend your own money that you've worked for.
And she's the one kid in the family that's not going to listen to all the lessons we teach. She's going to have a path of pain.
Yep.
That's going to be great when it comes to money. The rest of our kids are all pretty frugal, and they don't need much, but whether it's Starbucks or Jamba Juice or taking your kids to hair salon, or when I see these little girls getting their nails done.
Mm-hmm. A mommy-daughter day is fun every once in a while, but every week or every month or whatever, it's a little excessive. But that's me. I'm a tomboy, so that's coming from me. I don't know. So, all right, let's move on to number 2, because number 1 is really what we want to get some more time on. So number 2 is food itself. So thinking about not only school lunches, we kind of started a new thing for us this year. School, it's hard to control what the kids spend at school.
And every school is different on the
controls. And every school is different. It's true.
Because we know one of the schools our kids go to, you can set a daily limit on how much they spend. But where most of our kids go to school, you can't set daily limits on the school lunches.
Right. So we're trying to outsmart them a little bit. It's not always successful. But we're going to try to outsmart them.
Yeah. So here are a couple of our tips on this. Mm-hmm. One, our school lunches is making them make school lunches and bring that with them
mm-hmm.
will save you so much money. And this is no different than the advice that we give you as adults to make your lunch for work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can make your lunch for less than $1 a day. Our kids are spending, you know, it's about $5 a day when they eat at school now.
Right.
And as an adult, you're going to spend $7 or $8 a day when you go eat out as an average, just on fast food. So cutting that. Now, what our other strategy, Tammy, you and I have both been on board with that this school year, is we're not sending lunch money in anymore in bulk. Like we used to write a $200 check and then they could each just draw on that account. We've stopped doing that. We now, if they don't make their lunch, so if there's an emergency where they can't make their lunch, we're keeping enough money on hand to send them with a specific amount that we're willing to let them spend for that day.
Right.
So they literally have to pay in cash.
Right. Which is good. It not only teaches them so much more, but money awareness about how much that is going to cost them, what they can get with that money. And that's a plethora of lessons right there. Like, it's more than what you think.
So that's just school lunches. Now if we talk about eating out, okay, so dining out, mm-hmm. big, big deal, because we're not saying that you should never eat out with your kids, okay? But when you do, how can you make it more affordable?
I found an app, Doug, that it's eat out with kids, and it actually highlights where kids eat free or half price restaurants for kids, buy one, get one. And it's a nice little app. Just check it out and download that. And that helps out a little bit too.
Yeah. So for instance, if we go to McDonald's, we would eat off the dollar menu, and I would make, that was the only options I'd give the kids. And you know, Tammy, how much it drives our kids crazy that I don't let them get sodas.
Right.
Or if they do at McDonald's, the large is a dollar and it's the same price as the medium or the small in many cases. So I'd make them get one large Sprite and split it among three of them if I'm going to spend a dollar on a large. But I mean, we could go through with five of our kids and the two adults, and I frequently could get out of there for like $14 or $15 by hitting the dollar menu and, you know, small fries, no drink. If we go to Pizza Street or something like that, they kill you on the drinks. They don't have to have a soda every time they go out.
No, they don't. They don't.
Another one is all the name brand food. Now, think of how many food snobs we know.
Yeah.
We get generics anytime we go grocery shopping. We always try to get the generics of almost everything. There's only a couple items where we'll always go ahead and get the.
I'm a ketchup snob. I gotta have a certain kind of ketchup.
Right, a couple small items, and that's okay, because you're not going to break the bank on ketchup.
Right.
Keisha just joined us. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the top 12 kid money wasters, and we have counted down from 12. All the way to 2, and now we are ready for the number one kid money waster. What is it, Tammy?
Education. And this is probably where we have more comments than anything. Because what we're not saying is not to educate your children.
Right.
So let's just be clear about that. So,
and we're not saying to never pay for any schooling for them.
Right.
Let's go through the different sections of this and what we're talking about. So one, here's one of the huge ones I see, Tammy, and that is education. When you're talking about before 5 years old, all these special daycares that claim all these extraordinary claims of their advanced teaching techniques and things like that. I mean, that is some of the best sales pitches I've ever heard, because all they have to do is play on your emotions as a parent and say, oh, little Timmy's education is important to you, isn't it?
And yes, it is.
Well, of course it is. Yeah.
Yes.
And they act like they have some proprietary teaching method that's going to turn little Timmy into some genius.
Yeah.
I don't believe it in most cases.
Yeah. And that is it's a mixed thing. So you've got to figure out what your family budget is, what your goals are. And again, if this is an area that is really important to you, what other areas can you not waste money on? So you got to be willing to give some of that up to stay within your family budget. And then really interview these places and find resources, referral resources about the levels of education and how these kids really came out. There's Montessori schools that are, you know, they're expensive and they do meet some of the qualities that working for a public school district in my past, I know that a lot of these kiddos come in advanced in that setting. But then could I find someone else that can also offer that same advancement for my kid? And the answer is yes. It's just trying to interview and find the best possible choice for you, your budget, and your kid.
All right, so let's go on up the line here, because we talked about the preschool. Now, private school, all the way from elementary school all the way into high school, it's expensive. Can you truly afford it? For one, what are you going to give up to be able to send them to private school?
Mm-hmm.
And if you live in a decent neighborhood where you're in a good school system, especially if you're a homeowner, you're already paying for the public schools.
Right.
So then you're double paying for the schools.
You are.
As a homeowner, your real estate
taxes
are paying for it. And even as a renter, most of your rent is paying the taxes for that property for an owner who's paying the public school, that then you're still paying to send the kid to private school. So just be cautious with that. And then as we go up the ladder all the way
up to college.
All the way to college. Okay, college is the huge one. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I beat this drum on this show constantly, because I see kids making decisions about where they go to college. I think this is where a parent needs to put their foot down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, figure out the cost of a four-year school. First, How can they get the college education for the least amount of money? And is the kid really a good student or not?
Right.
So like one of our kids is going to go in the military. He's not ready for school. And if he wanted to go to college, I wouldn't pay for it.
No.
Because here is when we talk about the creme de la creme of wasted money on education. Okay, the largest waste of money on education is on college education when you pay for the school and the kid doesn't graduate. This is the apex predator of your money.
That was my first kid. That's what I did with my first child. Second child, I learned. Third child, totally paid for it herself, like all scholarships. My second child paid for it in scholarships. Used that A+ scholarship, paid for it, got everything done. That's the way to go. There's so many things available for these kids. And I know as parents, I know you and I, Doug, we both sit in the same category of the confusion of where to go to get support and help to guide them into scholarships. But you can have it paid for without tapping into your pocketbook.
Right. You can have it paid for and you can do it for less. Yep. Hit the community college.
Yep.
I don't think that the jobs are that much different from one school to another. I don't think that because you go to Wash U that you're guaranteed some job with, you know, making astronomical money.
The guarantees, no, not necessarily.
The only thing you're guaranteed is to spend an astronomical amount of money.
Right.
All right. If you want to review the top 12 kid money wasters, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And you'll look at these top 12 kid money wasters. Go to our Facebook page, too, and give us some comments on this. I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts. If you agree, if you disagree, that's great. Make some comments on our Facebook page under the top 12 kid money wasters. Coming up, we're going to be talking about how to protect yourself in a sales contract. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.